The Securities and Exchange Commission today approved a series of rules designed to assure that accounting firms maintain their independence of the companies they audit. The rules grew out of legislation passed by Congress last summer following the accounting scandals at companies such as Enron and WorldCom. Among other things, the rules bar accounting firms from performing certain services for their audit clients. But as NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, critics are already complaining that the new rules are not as strict as they should be.
"We know why we're here today," said SEC Commissioner Paul Atkins. "Spectacular corporate failures have hurt public investors. One reason that's happened," Atkins suggested, "is that the big accounting firms that are supposed to monitor the books at big corporations simply didn't do their jobs." And he said the accounting industry has simply failed to oversee its member firms as it should.
"I think that it is crucial to note that all of these rules that we're considering today, which are largely professional, ethical obligations, should have and could have been adopted by the accounting profession, and possibly some of the corporate audit failures could have been avoided."
The rules passed today are meant to address complaints that accounting firms have grown too close to the firms they audit. Until recently, many auditing firms routinely did non-audit work for their clients, developing a cozy financial relationship that critics say undermined their independence. The rules bar auditing firms from doing certain kinds of work for their customers, like financial system design and internal audits. They also say a firm can't be hired to audit a company if someone from the auditing team has gone to work in the company's management during the past year. Barbara Roper of the Consumer Federation of America said some of these regulations will help protect investors, but they also fall short.
"These rules represent, in a sense, two steps forward and one step back. There is progress here, but they haven't done what they really needed to do to ensure that independent audits are independent in more than name only."
Roper said some of the rules were watered down in recent months following pressure from the accounting industry. For instance, the initial rules would have required company executives to get the permission of their board's audit committee each time they wanted to hire their accounting firm to do non-audit work. But the rules passed today could give executives much more flexibility about how they make such decisions. And there were other changes. Companies have long been required to tell shareholders when and how they hire audit firms for non-audit work. But under the rules adopted today, the SEC expanded its definition of auditing to take in certain kinds of work like document review that have traditionally been seen as unrelated. The commission says the new definition is much more accurate and will be easier for shareholders to understand, but critics say the change will obscure more than it reveals. Whether the rules will work ultimately depends on how seriously they're taken by the companies themselves. Paul Brown, a professor of accounting at New York University, says the rules give new responsibility to each company's audit committee, the handful of people appointed by the board of directors to oversee the accounting process.
"The rules in and of themselves, I don't think are going to make the difference. It's really the implementation through the audit committee primarily of the corporation."
With today's vote behind it, the SEC is now moving on to other equally controversial matters. Tomorrow, the commission is to vote on whether corporate lawyers are required to report to regulators when they suspect the company they work for of wrongdoing. The commission proposed such a rule last year, but many lawyers complained that it would essentially force them to become informers, and commissioners are expected to revise the rule before approving it. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.